This episode is brought to you by Pause, Breathe, Reflect, the app that can help bring more mindfulness to your everyday moments. Imagine what would be possible if more people could live more mindfully. Hey there, my fellow like-hearted humans. It's Michael, and this is the Kintsugi Podcast, a show for perfectly imperfect people everywhere. Well, back in 1992, one of our favorite movies was released, My Cousin Vinny. And if you know it, I hope you like it as well. Great acting, great lines, award-winning. It features Joe Pesci as Vinny Gambini and his girlfriend, Marissa Tomei, Mona Lisa Vito. They both appear like they come out of central casting for unconventional characters from New York City. I think the Queens, to be very specific. And the Karate Kid, you know, wax on, wax off. He's in the movie as well, Ralph Macchio. He plays Vinny's cousin. He plays Bill Gambini, the brilliant Gambinis. And Bill, along with a friend, well, they're driving across the country. And we pick them up at a convenience store in rural Alabama. They buy some road trip and fuel, Doritos, gummy bears, you name it, that type of stuff. But a few minutes after they leave the convenience store, the clerk there is shot dead. And the conventional thinking in town is, well, it must be those two boys from New York City, because nothing good happens up there. So they're arrested and they face the death penalty, the electric chair in Alabama. They get a court-appointed attorney. That doesn't work out very well for them. So Bill decides to call his cousin Vinny, because Vinny can convince anybody of anything, although his friend's not convinced that he can actually convince people, because Vinny's not really a lawyer yet. And did I mention he's unconventional? The judge, who's played by Herman Munster's, the guy who played Herman Munster in the Munsters way back in the 50s or 60s, he tells Vinny this all the time. In fact, he throws him in jail a few times for contempt because he's so unconventional. Vinny's feeling it. He knows he's not a lawyer yet. He knows he's in over his head. Judge doesn't like him. Another guy wants to beat him up. He's trying to process all the evidence. He's trying to find a sound argument. And one day, at the cabin they're staying at, Mona Lisa and Vinny, Mona Lisa rips into Vinny saying, "Hey, buddy, you better get yourself together and win this case. Because, oh, by the way, you promised me after you won your first case, we would get married. And I want to have a family. And all my friends are getting married and having a family. And look at me, I'm with you, you chucklehead, you, wasting my life away. Aren't you going to make anything of yourself, Vinny, and win this case?" Vinny's not having any of it. He snaps back and says, "Listen, the judge hates me. Guy wants to beat me up for $200. I'm trying to get through all this evidence. I'm trying to free these boys who will die if I don't win this case for them. And you're giving me, you want to get married? And oh, by the way, your biological clock is ticking. Not a good time." And she ends the scene by saying, "Well, yeah, maybe this wasn't a good time to bring this up." And I bring this up because as we think about the case we're trying to make for us to come together in our Kintsugi spirit, the case that we're making for humans to be better humans to each other, the case we're trying to make for the need to pause, breathe, reflect, so we're more thoughtful and less reactionary. That case, that argument, there are times this year where I wondered if I could win that case, if I should just give up. And if you're trying to put some goodness into the world, you might feel that way as well. A lot is happening in the world. A lot has happened already in 2024. We seem to be going faster than ever. We have a new administration coming in. Half the country is happy. Half the country is anxious. There's a sense of chaos or unsettledness around the world. Mother Earth doesn't seem to be all that happy with us. So there's a lot going on that's making our case
harder to argue. And it feels like the conventional thinking is winning. The way we've always thought, the way we've always done things. The conventional thinking doesn't seem all that progressive. Will anyone hear this message of change for the betterment that can help all of us, because we want to look through the lens of a world that's more abundant, more infinite, as opposed to the scarcity lens that the conventional thinking appears to be viewing the world through. So it's so easy to think that we should just give up and not make this case and just let conventional thinking win the day. Much like everyone in town thought conventional thinking would win the day and those boys would be convicted of murder in the movie. This year, as I look back on 2024, one of the things I'm grateful for, besides, of course, my family and my health, is my appearance on Rich Roll's podcast. I've listened to Rich for a number of years since the beginning of his podcasting days. He was an early podcaster, and I'm so happy that he's built the platform that he's built. And I listened to his podcast right after I listened to Kintsugi, almost every week. And his guests inspire me, motivate me, educate me. He brings a lot of amazing people on to the show. And one could say they have an unconventional message, but they're so popular. Many of them are New York Times bestsellers, or they have zillions of followers on social media while I'm trying to walk away from social media, or they've won Ironman or Unbound or Leadville or Blackwater, and you name it. I haven't won any of those races whatsoever, although I've competed in some of them. The guest can appear to be very conventional, and when I met him and we hit it off, he invited me onto his show. But I was going to be an unconventional guest from my perspective, and in a way from his perspective. I was going to be like the everyday person type of guest. And although I was really excited about being on his show because I had been a listener for so long, I still had a little bit of self-doubt. Some imposter syndrome started to creep in because I really thought, I'm an unconventional guest. Would I fly in this world that seems to want just the conventional answer? And in today's world, the edgier you are, the more conventional you seem to be. And I'm not like an edgy person unless being reasonable is edgy. And which that might be the case one day going forward. We might like boomerang back to something more practical and relatable to help people. I would much rather have people practice 1 or 2 minutes of meditation than, say, go off on a 30-day silent retreat, which seems really edgy, but like, it's not practical for most people. Come on. So here I was recording this interview, psyched to be part of his community, but also a little like, how is this going to go? Like, will people appreciate my message? Now, again, I say all this not as a way of saying I thought my story or I'm less than his guest, because I think I have a pretty killer story. And I think I'm doing this thing called life pretty well. So I'm really comfortable in my own skin, but I also know in my own skin, I'm taking an unconventional approach to what I'm trying to preach. I'm not a monk peddling mindfulness. I'm a former corporate executive who has been through the ringer, bringing it to people. When our episode came out in April, and between December and April, my mind wandered. I thought, why is there such a delay? Maybe they listened to the show and it wasn't that good. Like all that garbage, all that noise in my mind. I wasn't really thinking rationally that, well, he interviews 50 to 55 people a year, and there's probably a backlog, and my episode's right on time. That was the real reason, but, you know, our minds go crazy from time to time. I'm sure yours has. Mine certainly has the tendency of doing that, even as a meditation teacher. So in the months of April and May and June, there was a big wave of dopamine and oxytocin, and my ego felt good because people really resonated with the show. Although not everyone did. People looking for conventional stories, well, they didn't really reach out. But people that loved a unconventional approach, they reached out, including someone just the other day, 8 months after the show aired. She shared with me through Instagram, we didn't know each other, that she finished her first half marathon, which is so awesome, and how the show was inspiration to her on her long runs, and how my approach, unconventional as it is, was really helpful as she grieved a loss of a friend. So you might also see yourself as being unconventional, much like Vinny. And if we go back to Vinny's case, he took an unconventional approach, along with Mona Lisa, to look at a bit of evidence, almost like he was looking at it for the very first time. And they saw something in a photo that was all the difference, that won the case for him. And if he was taking a very conventional approach to the case, he probably doesn't see the photo in the same way, and the boys probably don't win. And if they don't win, you know what happens, right? And the movie isn't a warm and fuzzy movie that wins an Academy Award. It's probably more of a documentary, right? So today, the punchline here of this week's episode is, in a world that seems to be going faster and faster and trying to grab more turf and deny other people their fair share at some turf, in a world that feels like it's only looking at things through a finite lens, that seems to be the conventional notion or narrative, my encouragement to you is be unconventional. Yeah, your story may not resonate with everyone out there, but it will resonate with the people who also want to show up and try to put something good into the world. Here's the thing. Most people in power are men. They look like me. And what I know about people who look like me is that they don't give up power voluntarily. It's not like they go to bed one night and they wake up with religion and they decide to share the wealth with other people. Nope. What happens is that people show up each and every day. One person over here, one person over here. And soon enough, there are a thousand people showing up, or a million people showing up, fighting for just causes, fighting for the case to be made that we should treat each other better, being better humans to other humans. We create change. We bring together, we come together in our Kintsugi spirit. We approach life more thoughtfully because we continue to show up, and we, in a very unconventional way, we share our message. And we have faith that that message will reach people. Even 8 months after we originally say it. So that's my encouragement to you today, to all of us, is that be unconventional. The conventional approach today is just more of the same. We don't make progress that way, in my opinion. But if we can take an unconventional approach, like instead of rushing and posting more, we slow down and we're just more thoughtful with one another. That's how we bend the arc towards a better planet, more health, more abundance for all of us, not just some of us. So my encouragement to you is take a page out of my cousin Vinny. Be yourself. Be true to who you are. Be unconventional. You might not win every case, but I'm confident you'll win the cases that matter most. I want to thank you for giving some of your attention over to the Kintsugi podcast this week. And I'll remind you that you have survived 100% of your bad moments. And if you reach the next one, remember your breath. Remember to slow down. Remember that you've got this and we've got you. And together, we're going to bring about change. Together, we'll put a beautiful ripple into the world. I love you. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Pause, Breathe, Reflect, the app that can help bring more mindfulness to your everyday moments. Imagine what would be possible if more people could live more mindfully.